Well, hello. How you guys doing?
Are you ready?
You ready to jump into it?
Yes, get all that stuff out of the way.
All right. So I'm going to try to fit everything that I have to talk about today. I'm going to try to fit it in such a short time. We'll have to see, because I'm only going to be live for an hour, but man, do we have some stuff to talk about. But first, as always, my name is Steve. The show is called Wake Up America. Today is the 16th. It's Monday. It's 8:04. And we're going to try to dive right into it. I got a ton to talk about because I want to talk about Charlotte this weekend. I want to talk about, I don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about Joe Biden and his embarrassing actions, which are just a reflection on America, which, I mean, we shouldn't be that surprised. And then we'll see what else we're going to talk about. This show, as always, is sponsored by Spartan Armor Systems, but my button's not working and neither are my titles, apparently. Look at that. Isn't that just fancy? Let me just do it that way. Anyway, this show is sponsored by Spartan Armor Systems. If you visit SpartanArmorSystems.com and use code YEETYEET, you'll get 10% off your order. Spartan Armor Systems is an Arizona-based body armor company, so they make a bunch of different body armor. You can't see it. It's off camera, but I do have... Actually, I'll just do this. Look at this. So they make this. This is a level 3A 11x14 chest plates for their concealed unit, which they've sent me. And then some of their harder plates, the bigger plates, it's back there too. You can't see it because I switched the camera around. Actually, there. Now you can see it back there on that back wall. That's one of their bigger plates. That's a level 3. This is 3A, so that's 3 plus back there. And the plate carrier, watch this. Oh, look at that. See, I didn't even drop the little display monitor. But this is the plate carrier. The back plate is out because that's the one I was showing you. But this is their concealed carry system. I think it's $299 all in for this one. It's really good. Really good deal. Really great company. Arizona-based company. I think they're good 5 years. Shelf life 5 years. They're manufactured in Tucson, Arizona. So anyway, check them out. SpartanArmorSystems.com. Use code YEET YEET and get 10% off your order. They're a huge supporter of our show and we're a huge supporter of theirs. So make sure you check them out. With that said, oh my gosh. So everyone knows what's going on in Afghanistan, right? Unless you live under a rock. You probably do know what's going on in Afghanistan today. And so I'm just going to break it down. Afghanistan has fallen. At least the government that we instituted, I guess, you know, in the past 20 years with our battles and all that stuff, it's done. the Taliban has moved in. They've taken, I believe, all the provincial capitals now. They moved in on Kabul yesterday night or this morning. It's been a crap show, to say the least. I'm going to show some videos. I'm not going to show like any of the like super crazy videos, but I'm going to show some videos because I think they're important to cover. You know, and viewer discretion is advised, I guess, for some of them. So if you got small children, maybe you just don't watch them. But here's just some of the stuff that's going on. Now, Joe Biden was largely absent for the majority of the day. You know, if you didn't know that, Joe Biden was just gone. Nancy Pelosi, she issued a statement. We'll talk about that in a minute. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, also disappeared. Nobody knew where she is. She's on vacation, apparently. Joe Biden was on vacation for 2 weeks in Camp David. He actually flew back to the White House to give that little shit speech that you heard today. And then he flew back to go back on vacation while Americans are under fire. Literally, they're under fire. That's proven. A Marine was shot. Or a Marine was injured. We don't know if he was shot yet, but he was injured. That happened yesterday, I believe. Today they decided that they're holding a press conference, but they did something different. This is a White House press correspondent for, I don't know who he works for, Philip. But he said the White House is requiring press to RSVP for this time for Biden's Afghanistan remarks. The majority of press who show up for the briefing each day in a much smaller room will not be allowed in the East larger room. Apparently, it was due to spacing constraints and COVID-19 restrictions. My belief is it didn't have anything to do with space constraints or COVID-19 restrictions. It simply was because Joe Biden didn't want to answer any questions, and he knew with the White House press conference or the press staff, the press pool that's there every day, he knew that they would start yelling questions, and they did today, but it wasn't with the same ferocity that they typically do. It's just, it's a crap show. PTNN is not on. That's weird. Hold on, let me check. I don't want to. It's showing that it's going. I see it on Caster. What is on PTNN? Let me see.
A bunch of others.
Oh, so it's showing the old one. All right, hold on. Let me fix that. So you may hear what's going to sound like thunder. My basement is actually currently flooding now. Hold on. Yeah, now you're going to hear a bunch of weird echoes.
Country, and they keep doing things the way they're doing things.
Wait for it.
You will unify this country in a way that you never wanted.
All right. So now let's see if PTNN is corrected.
I mean, it's gone too far. It's gone.
Hold on. Hopefully it'll fix itself. I'm watching it right now. PTNN should fix. If it doesn't, there's one other thing I could try. I'll just cut this feed. Sorry, everyone that's just watching and you're curious. We're having issues with our feed earlier. So when I was live earlier, did it broadcast to PTNN? That's the real question I have. When I was live earlier, did it broadcast to PTNN? Okay, so now it's live to PTNN, but I just cut that feed, so let me turn it back on, and then we should be good. All right, so PTNN will catch up in a second. All right, where was I? I apologize for that. I'm not quite sure. I got to figure out why that didn't switch over, because it looked like it did earlier. Or at least it interrupted it with Caster, which is pretty peculiar. Anyway, most of you guys don't even know. So we have our own streaming platform, which is PTNN.TV. For some reason, when I kicked on the live feeds, it didn't cut over to there. So that's what I was just manually doing myself. I apologize for everyone that doesn't know. But I want to make the people that pay to watch this show every day, I want them to be able to watch it. Anyway, so what I was saying before I really interrupted myself, here's a video. Now, I mean, my overlay is all screwed up because this was yesterday, I believe, in Kabul, or early this morning, but it was yesterday because they're already in nighttime there. But this was yesterday. Just watch. This is at their airport in Kabul. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. I have a ton more video. So here's part of the speech that Joe Biden gave today.
When I came into office, I inherited a deal that President Trump negotiated with the Taliban. Under his agreement, U.S. forces would be out of Afghanistan by May 1, 2021, just a little over 3 months after I took office. U.S. forces had already drawn down during the Trump administration from roughly 15,500 American forces to 2,500 troops in country. And the Taliban was at its strongest militarily since 2001. The choice I had to make as your president was either to follow through on that agreement or be prepared to go back to fighting the Taliban in the middle.
All right, so let's get some facts straight because we like facts, you know, here. So the agreement And I hate that it was even an agreement. The agreement between the United States government and the Taliban, a terrorist organization, was that they weren't going to do the things that they were doing. And as soon as Joe Biden took office, guess what they started doing? They started bombing air bases. They started trying to take over territory. All the different contingencies on Trump's plan that weren't supposed to happen. There would have been an outcome. There would have been things that happened as a result of those actions. But with the Biden administration, the Taliban tested the waters. They took a little piece of territory. They bombed an airbase. They did this. They did that. And there were no reactions from Joe Biden the whole time. And so, today he even tried to do it this weekend. He tried to say it was by the Trump's plan and he was locked in and he couldn't do anything about it. And I see all the leftists on Twitter and social media that are commenting on it, saying how it's Trump's plan, that, you know, Biden, his hands were tied, you know, even though the buck stops with him, but his hands were tied. This is all Donald Trump's fault. But then again, we all know if Donald Trump was president, what's going on right now in Kabul wouldn't happen. The fact that Americans are locked out of the airport and are contacting United States Congress people to try to get help to get evacuated from Kabul because it's been overrun by people that literally are chanting through the streets that they want to kill Americans. It's insane. And he gives a speech and he gets up on national television to the world and just makes us look weak as shit. He's passing the buck to everybody else. He's like, well, I thought the Taliban would be able to handle, or I thought the Afghan army would be able to handle themselves. And he just kept going. I'm not going to spend too much more time on that, but I think it's really important to pay attention. Because Joe Biden on June 20th last year, he said, it's hard to believe this has to be said, but unlike this president, I'll do my job and take responsibility. I won't blame others, and I'll never forget that the job isn't about me, it's about you. Well, Joe Biden, apparently you forgot what you tweeted just over a year ago because you didn't take responsibility, and you laid blame on virtually every single other person. The Biden administration has said it was an intelligence failure. They said it was a failure of the Afghan army. They said it was Donald Trump's fault. I wouldn't be surprised if we hear that there's you know, COVID, you know, that has a part in what's going on over there as well. This guy has done nothing to actually take any accountability for what has gone on over there. And again, I'm not advocating that we have more troops. Well, actually, I guess I am. I've kind of reaffirmed that position now. I think we have a responsibility now to the people of Afghanistan that have helped us and have supported us and that have acted as our translators and fed our troops and our contractors and all the, we have a responsibility to those people that were working for the government to help them. And I don't necessarily want to provide them, you know, safe haven here in the United States. Can't we just get them out and set them in a different country or something like that? Because I also don't think that our government, if you look at how it works with the border right now, I don't think our government is in any position to try to deal with any more anything to do with immigration because of what's been going on. I mean, let's be realistic. We can't even control our own border, and yet we're going to bring in 30,000 people from a country where they literally are marching today, right now, in the streets. Actually, they're not marching anymore. They're driving all the tanks and stuff that the Afghan military has left around. There's videos on Twitter showing these Taliban terrorists driving around tanks and Hummers and using all the guns that we left them. And now they have airplanes, they have helicopters, they have everything. And people are like, oh, they don't know how to fly. There's video of them flying around in Afghanistan. It's insane. I don't even know all the videos I have. I got a ton of videos. But some of the other things, actually, let me just go through it because I'll try to follow in order. I try to keep it all going. Let's listen to what he says.
As we carry out
now
this departure, we have made it clear to the Taliban, if they attack our personnel or disrupt our operation, the U.S. presence will be swift and the response will be swift and forceful.
Okay, bud.
We would defend our people with devastating force if necessary.
All right. Well, I'll be honest. That's a lie. And it sucks to say that, but it's a lie because a Marine was injured yesterday. We know that they're going right now door to door and they're shooting other people. So maybe Joe Biden is not considering the people that have helped our troops over there for years, not considering them our assets. But what about all the other Americans that are trapped outside the embassy or outside the airport that can't get there? Go look at Tom Cotton's page, Senator Tom Cotton. Go look at his page. He said over 100 people, 100 United States citizens have contacted him because they can't get any answer from the administration. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to evac. Taliban is patrolling the damn town. We're going to have Americans that die as a result of this. And the coward Joe Biden that he is not going to do a single damn thing. He's not going to. God, it's disgusting. It's disgusting what's going on. It's disgusting how we look as Americans. Granted, we haven't looked tough since Joe Biden took office. Look how the Chinese dealt with us or, you know, met with us in Australia or Alaska a couple of months ago. You know, look how the Russia, Iran, all these countries, I'm a little scared about what's going to happen in the next couple of years. We look weak as fuck. Let's just be honest. We look weak as hell. We are literally abandoning a country that we shouldn't have been in the first place, but now we're abandoning it and leaving all those people, all the people that had hope that Americans were there, all the people that have bled in that country, and all the citizens of Afghanistan now are just left with Americans and all the other people that helped. I disagree fundamentally. I don't want to listen to that asshole anymore. But here, so this... This is a good one to listen to. Listen.
Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not.
This was last month. Let's keep that in mind. This was last month.
Because you have the Afghan troops have 300,000 well-equipped, as any army in the world. and an Air Force against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion.
So what is the level of confidence that they have that it will not collapse?
The Afghan government and leadership has to come together. They clearly have the capacity to sustain the government in place.
And do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability.
You want to know why the Taliban did what they did in the past week? It's because of this damn speech. I'll be honest. I must have missed this one because a lot of the things Joe Biden says I don't pay attention to. The reason why the Taliban did what they did in the past week, the reason how they took over so much, you know, territory, the reason why they're not negotiating with people, the reason why they took that army of 75,000 and overran 300,000 U.S.-based troops or U.S.-trained troops. The reason they did that is because Joe Biden went out a month ago and taunted them, and then said what's going on now is, or and he predicted, the media knew, the intelligence community knew that this was going to happen. That's why the reporters were saying intelligence says they're giving you briefings that saying this isn't going to work. And he's like, well, they never said that. And then we find out that they did. Senators who also get those same briefings have gone public and said, yeah, no, they've been saying this for months.
There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not.
And they did that. There's photo doing it. And then today when there was a press conference, it was on Meet the Press either yesterday or early this morning with someone from the State Department or something said, you know, they asked that question. They brought up the fact that Joe Biden said that no one, would be lifted off by helicopter from the embassy in Afghanistan. And the reporter was like, you do know that already happened in Afghanistan. And they're like, well, that's how we do it. It's so insane. It's so insane. There's no other way to describe it. You know, this is a crowded helicopter or a crowded C-17 or C-15 plane. The pilot had to make a determination. I think I have an article up. I may have closed it on accident. I think I did close it. But I had an article up where it talked about it. The pilot had to make a decision, a determination to gamble, essentially. United States, I believe it was an Air Force pilot, had to make the determination to take off with six, I think it was over 600 people on the back of his airplane. And he successfully took off, successfully landed. But they rushed into the back. I may have a video. I don't remember what I have here. Oh, God. But here's, listen to how MSNBC, they brought in, I don't even know who this idiot is, but listen to how they portrayed his speech. Anyone who didn't watch his speech, go watch it. Because he lies through his teeth throughout the whole thing and he blames everybody else. But listen to what this person said. And this is weird because they're on the news.
95% of the American people will agree with everything he just said. 95% of the press covering this White House will disagree. And for an American president to finally be completely aligned with such an overwhelming majority of what the American people think about Afghanistan is probably a tremendous relief to the American people.
What? Like, they're so nuts. Like, the way mainstream media is and the way they portray things, they have this lady that gets up there and says 95% of the American population is going to agree. And what she's talking about is the fact that America needs to get out of Afghanistan. We understand that, but not this way. I guarantee maybe 10% of America thinks that this was the right way to exit Afghanistan. And those 10 people, or that 10% doesn't amount for anything, and they don't have any brain cells left anyway. The majority of people agree that we have to get out of Afghanistan. Not like this. Even Donald Trump even messaged, no one's arguing that we had to get out of Afghanistan. It's how you get out. You know, it's amazing. And then you have people like the CNN commentator. Watch this video.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's
what? How can you chant death to America and seem friendly? What? Let me play that again, because I know you're like, no, that's not true. She didn't really say that. Listen.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's
you can't make this up, dude. These people don't care. This is propaganda. And if you watch the video of her before, she's dressed normal. Now she's all dressed like this. And now it's funny because you watch this guy in the background. He's thinking about like horrible things. Guaranteed Taliban scumbag right there.
Utterly bizarre. At the president.
They're chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. Newsflash, you're not friendly if you're chanting death to America. It's just literally impossible. You chant death to America in front of a good old American, you're going to die. That's what's going to happen. If someone walks down the street and does that in front of me, I'm going to lose. Like, all bets are off at that point. How you could say it's peace? Let me display it again.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre. At the president.
What the fuck, man? Like, people are insane. This country right now is completely backwards and nuts. And now CNN is going after Joe Biden saying he's not doing enough, but they keep every like 10 minutes, they're like, Donald Trump. And they keep trying to invoke that. But this isn't the only dumbass, okay? There's more.
The Afghan security forces have the capacity to sufficiently fight and defend their country. And we will
This is General Milley. I don't even know when this happened. I found the video where he says, oh, they have the capabilities of defending their own country. And a lot of people are like, wait, what happened to our all these generals? What happened? Oh, it's right. They focused on other things that were more important, like this.
First of all, on the issue of critical race theory.
Fucking idiots. Like, I don't care how decorated this guy is. These people don't care about us. This General Milley doesn't care about us. Joe Biden doesn't care about us. Kamala Harris, who knows where the hell she is? Jen Psaki, any of these Democrats that are out here, they don't care. They just had a protest where people were marching in New York City talking about how bad Israel is and blah, 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 and this about, like, the shit that's going on in our country right now is bonkers. Bonkers. This guy is an idiot. And, dude. And here's some more stupid-ass media. Propaganda.
The country is essentially now in the hands of the Taliban for all intents and purposes. They've taken over Kabul. The president, or should I now say the former president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, has fled the country. The Taliban have taken over the presidential palace. They've renamed the country the Islamic Emirate, taken down the Afghan flag and hoisted up their own colors. And it's been a relatively peaceful, if you like, process.
What the fuck? That's what they're trying to make. You know what they're trying to do is pretend it's so peaceful that people are clinging to the side of airplanes as they take off and then falling to their deaths. That's how peaceful it is. It's so peaceful that these nice people that you see on your screen are going and knocking on doors and finding out if they're journalists or if they work with the Americans, and then they're killing them right now, literally this very moment in time. That's how peaceful it is. These people, this is all propaganda. It's all propaganda. And it's disgusting, man. It's disgusting. We just live in a country where media, we should be able to sue. That's what we should be able to do. We should be able to sue these guys for just being, for lying. Does MSNBC work for the Taliban? I have a real question. It wasn't two that fell from airplanes, it was eight. Eight people cling to the side of airplanes as they took off, thinking that that's how bad they wanted to get out of that country. That's how bad. They cling to the side of big commercial airlines, went way up in the air, and there's video online. You could find it. I'm not showing it. Went way up in the air and then fell to their deaths. Eight of them. That's why that's – and then mainstream media tries to report that's why the airport was shut down. No, the airport was shut down because there were thousands of people on the airstrips, and Taliban started coming, and U.S. soldiers had to engage those Taliban and kill them. And they're trying to pretend like it wasn't the Taliban? This, what's going on in this country is, or what's going on in the world right now is crazy. And our government, in our media, we always say, like, us as a country, we always criticize government-controlled media. We have government-controlled media in this country right now. CNN, MSNBC, hell, even Fox News. I mean, granted, Fox News has done a pretty good job, as I heard it today. But it's propaganda. They're propaganda networks. It's all about, like... The problem is nobody pays attention anymore. So nobody actually cares and seeks out the truth. That's it. Nobody does. The only people that seem to care are like people like me that take it on our own to create the news and create a new way of reporting the news. That's it. Nobody else cares. You guys care. But this is nuts. This is nuts. A country literally was taken over and MSNBC says it's done peacefully. Go look on Twitter right now. You will find bodies lying in the street. It's insane to say it's peaceful. There's videos like it's peaceful, but then you look at a view from the airport where everyone's running around. You hear automatic gunfire in the background. Super peaceful. I don't understand it. I really don't. I don't understand what the goal is to lie. I just don't understand why you just can't be honest and say, yeah, a freaking horrible scumbag terrorist took over this country because the United States is weak. We have a weak leader that's not there. He went back on vacation. He flew in to the White House. He gave a half-assed speech and then he went back on vacation. That's what happened. It's insane. I don't know why that didn't show up. The link. It should have shown up. Oh, there it goes. Thank you, Cindy. I heard it, but I didn't see it. It's just crazy. They're like Antifa on steroids. Speaking of steroids, speaking of it, look at that. It's so funny you said that. We got new exclusive photos of the Taliban actually working out.
Da, kandar airport on folk.
Blah, 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 blah.
Airport on your commandani.
Yeah, let me mute this because I don't want to hear this. Look at him working out. This was today. They apparently were in the presidential palace and they found a whole gym. Look at that guy. He's probably doing five. Look at him curling 15 pounds. Doesn't even know how to curl. This is insane. I mean, I just don't understand. Look at, what do they weigh? 10 pounds? Do you think they skip leg day? I bet they do. I bet they do. Just sad. And then you got this guy. He looks like he's constipated, ready to take a shit. This is John Kirby. He's the press secretary for the Pentagon. Let's listen to what bullshit he wants to say. Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry, I muted it before, so I didn't have to listen to those idiots.
General Taylor?
Okay.
General, has the U.S. military conducted any airstrikes today or in the last 24 hours or so? And also, there have been some reports of Afghan pilots flying their aircraft into other countries. Is that happening? And is the U.S. taking any other sort of steps to prevent aircraft or other military equipment from falling into the hands of the Taliban?
Yeah.
First on the first question on the strikes. No strikes have been conducted in the last 24 hours, but the commander on the ground continues to maintain that capability if required to do so. The commander has the assets that are available there at HQ and in support from other areas of the region. I don't have information on the your second part of the question, but we'll get back to that.
So there's no U.S. actions being taken to prevent equipment from falling into the hands of the Taliban by destroying it or anything else?
I don't have that.
There is none. There is none. They're abandoning everything. They're abandoning everything. Taliban is put. And here's the thing: a lot's changed in the past 20 years. Now Taliban, they all have phones. They're all sharing everything to social media. Think about what a great recruiting tool this is for these terrorists. They're sharing everything to social media. There's videos of them driving around Afghanistan, the streets of Afghanistan, in Soviet tanks that were left there by the Afghani army who fled. There's pictures of them riding, or video of them riding in choppers that were left there by the Afghan army, provided to them by the U.S. government. There's pictures of drones by the U.S. government. There's pictures of missiles by the U.S. government that are just left there. And guns? Holy shit, guns. They got more guns than Texas. And we just left it there. That's why everyone is so pissed off, because not only did we just give the appearance that we turned tail and ran, we left all of the weaponry. Now, they talked about, they were asking about shooting down, because there was a Afghani jet that was shot down yesterday. It wasn't shot down by the United States. It was shot down by Uzbekistan, which apparently has a border with Afghanistan. Uzbekistan shot down an Afghani fighter plane and forced the landing of 22 other military planes and 24 military helicopters yesterday that were carrying nearly 600 Afghan troops that were fleeing Afghanistan. That was yesterday. This just broke. And of course, the Daily Mail, another company that's not based here in the United States, is the only U.S. company that apparently has enough brass tacks to actually write anything about what's actually going on. They always cover U.S. events before anybody else. They break it like crazy, and it's annoying as shit. The 46 Afghan aircrafts carrying 585 troops were forcibly stopped at Termez Airport in southern Uzbekistan on Saturday and Sunday after they fled the Taliban, the country's state prosecutors say. One of the Afghan military planes across the border was shot down by Uzbekistan's air defense system on Sunday after it illegally entered the country's airspace. But the state prosecutor's office contradicted the statement, said the aircraft had collided with an escorting Uzbeki fighter jet, causing both to crash in southern Providence. The pilots of these aircraft landed by parachute. The statement said the two pilots in the military plane were reportedly injured and placed in custody. It comes after both Uzbekistan and neighboring Turkmenistan have high-level talks with the Taliban touching on security and the future regional infrastructure projects. I think about these. Oh my God, dude, they just flee. I mean, there's pictures of a little kid. I don't know if I have that picture in one of my videos, but there's pictures of a little kid that's sitting in an airfield somewhere. And it just shows uniforms, Afghan army uniforms, just strolling all over the ground while as the Afghan army was shedding all their shit and trying to jump into the back of the airplanes, the U.S. provided airplanes that were supposed to be there. It wasn't for regular citizens. It was for families of those citizens, families of the people that helped Americans when we were there. Unbelievable. Here's Ned Price, State Department spokesperson. This is the UN apparently issued a resolution, and this is what they expect Afghanistan to do. Listen to this idiot. Why would they do anything we have to say?
Additionally, the UN Security Council issued a joint press statement earlier today calling for a new government that is united, inclusive, and representative, including with the full and meaningful participation of women. The council spoke with one voice to underscore that Afghanistan must abide by its international obligations, including to international humanitarian law, and ensure the safety and security of all Afghans and international citizens.
This is the next one. I'll get to that in a second. But, dude, it's crazy. It's crazy what's going on in this country. And the fact that nobody seems to give a shit. You know what I mean? Mainstream, everyone's jumping on this right now because it's the first, you know, for us, it's like the thousandth thing Joe Biden's done wrong. But this is probably the biggest. This is an impeachable offense, right? The buck stops with him. They tried to impeach Donald Trump over phony Russian phone calls and collusion, Russian collusion. And they tried to impeach him a second time, saying that he was the one responsible for an insurrection. You want to know what an insurrection is? Go look at what's happening in Afghanistan. According to MSNBC, it's peaceful. I just don't understand this at all. Before I get to the next part of the stories, you guys may have seen a few minutes ago I shared in the YouTube, in all social media links right now. Thank you, Renee, for the stars. in all social media links right now. We have our mystery boxes on sale. Again, it's a pre-order for September, so they ship out September 15th. These are different because now the majority of the shirts, well, all the shirts and the sweatshirts are going to be printed by me here in my house because I bought a press and I'm going to start doing it myself. So they're going to be awesome. It's going to be designs, all new designs. You know, I'm only doing the mystery boxes. They'll always have all new designs plus some old shirts, but always all new designs. And we're giving away a TV. So you could check out the link that's in the description. I know I sold a bunch of them already when I talked about it earlier, but we're giving away a 55-inch TV plus $100 gift card and then three $50 gift cards, which I always do the gift cards in all the mystery boxes. So those are going to be going out on September 15th. So you pre-order now. It gives me an idea how many I have to order. I also do have a new shirt out, and then I'll get back to the news here in a second. You know, self-promo. It's better than you guys. It's better than me just saying, contribute to my show. Contribute to my show. This way you actually get something for it. You could buy a shirt. You could buy a mystery box. The mystery boxes are cool. And by the way, everyone who ordered a mystery box earlier, I had the shipping wrong. You guys got lucky. I fixed the shipping, though. Because I can't ship a $22 flat rate box for $5. But I'll eat that on everyone that ordered it so far. But anyone that wants to order a new shirt that I have, these shirts are sick. Watch, let me save this image and then drag it over so you can see real quick. I should have had this preloaded. I apologize. But so the new shirt, which is right here, you can see it on your screen. Bada bam, F your mandate. It's kind of like the old F Antifa t-shirts that I used to do a long time ago. Remember those? But you could find that link, I believe. I think I just put it there. Yeah, you could find that right there. And what I'm going to do, the link is in the chat now. For everyone on social media, everyone that's on PTNN or Citizen Stringer, just go to puretruthclothing.com and you'll see those two shirts there. I'm sorry, I can't put it in the chat because I forgot. Actually, I could do this one in the chat for all of you guys who want the shirt, the box I don't have saved. But yeah, if you want to do that, you can. It's just an easier way of contributing to the show without me having to say, oh, do super chats or stars or Cash App or whatever. All right. Anyway, back to the news. You guys ready for this part? So we know what's going on right now. So we know there's damage control, too. If you go to the Twitter trending things, it's like Trump's Taliban is like trending. And nothing negative for Biden. Obviously, Twitter is controlling that narrative. What else is Twitter doing? Well, they are also suspending people. Jenna Ellis, you may remember her as Donald Trump's attorney. Or the attorney for America for election integrity. She was banned or suspended from Twitter for writing. So Biden is literally bringing in terrorists. Impeach Joe Biden now, or impeach Biden now. And then she hashtagged. I think it was a video of immigrants being brought in into the planes. It's factually true because we can't do DHS can't even get our border under control. You think that they're going to be able to go through 30,000 migrants? 30,000 people already? There's no way in hell. We can't even control our own border. This was a factual statement, and Twitter suspended her. Also, justcbdstore.com, if you use code CITIZEN20, you get 20% off your order. I don't just use the product, or I don't just sell the product. I also use it. Just CBD Store, that's the only CBD company I use. I use it a lot because I have migraines, have some trouble sleeping sometimes, but I mostly use it for knee and joint pain from powerlifting. So I definitely use it. I use it all the time. I use it in the vapes, and then I use these, the gummies, because I only like these. These are the peach ones. I don't like any of the other gummies. They do the gummy bears and all that crap too, but the peach rings. FDA approved, great company. If you're having trouble sleeping or you're having some joint pain, it's not like a Vicodin. It's not going to knock out all the pain. Kind of what I attributed as it makes you stop thinking about it. You know, that's the easiest way that I could say, but it works for me. No guarantee it's going to work for you, but it probably will. JustCBDStore.com, and make sure you use code CITIZEN20 and you get 20% off your order. Next. Where is it? Oh, now what? Is it not going to load the rest of the pictures? Oh, this fucking shit, dude. Tell you what. There's just too many stories today. Too many stories. Someone on, I don't know where the hell the rest of my videos went, to be honest. I made a whole video, like a 5-minute video that I was just going to play while I talked. That had videos of, it had video and pictures of everything that was going on the ground there. But I don't know where the hell it is. So I apologize for that. Someone asked on the PTNN chat, do we think the Taliban is already here in the United States? I think everyone's here already. I mean, seriously, our border's wide open. How many people have they already caught? There's been 1.3 million apprehensions already. Think about all the people that get through that aren't trying to turn themselves in. There's been 1.3 million apprehensions so far in the first 7 months of the year. They average 10,000 people. That's what they estimate is 10,000 people have been getting in every month. That's 10,000 usually criminals. It's people that don't want to get caught by the police have entered the United States illegally. Let's not pretend and pretend that there aren't terrorists already here in the United States. And I'll be honest, we're going to see a rise of terror and all that stuff that comes up. And the government already knew that. That's why they issued that domestic terror threat last week. Remember? Thursday or Friday. Now they tried to frame it as domestic violent extremism and racially motivated violent extremists, but we know they even tried to throw in some COVID stuff. So like if you're against COVID, you may have, you know, domestic violent terrorist, you know, extremism views, which is just horseshit. But then they also kept in a paragraph saying that people may be emboldened by, you know, the Taliban and Al Qaeda and stuff, and that we're coming on the 20th anniversary of September 11th. It's unbelievable what's going on in this country. I mean, they try to do it with COVID. So I got bit a ton yesterday by these fire ants when I was in Charlotte. Like you could see, I don't know if you could see it on my hand, but I've got like 1, 2, 3, and on this arm, I got a bunch of bites from these fire ants when I was down in Charlotte. Yesterday, I went down to an anti-mandate rally. So a lot of people want to say it's anti-vax and all this stuff. It's not. It's an anti-mandate rally. They don't want to be mandated to do something. And a lot of people, I posted this shirt, you know, the shirt that I have for sale in my store right now. Link is in your chat. Self-promotion again. I posted this, or I posted that on my Facebook page earlier today. And someone commented, they're like, Steve, I agree with a lot of what you said, but I disagree with this. And I'm like, how do you disagree with the government forcing someone to do something they oppose? Because I mean, I have a hard time saying that you can have even conservative views if you think that would be acceptable. Hell, I don't think it's American. So I would say that, you know, if you believe the government should mandate everybody to go get vaccinated with an experimental drug, I don't really think that you have, you know, full 100% American values in you, because it's un-American to force people to do something they don't want to do, especially something as dangerous as that. That's like saying, hey, Steve, you need to go take steroids. Why? Because it could make you stronger. It may fry your brain cells, but whatever. It just doesn't make any sense. And for some reason, a huge fraction of our country is just brainwashed. And I firmly believe that's what it is. They are just brainwashed. They're used to watching CNN. And that's why MSNBC and CNN did this today. That's why they were portraying what's going on in Afghanistan the way they did. Because the goal for them isn't to report the news. It's to spin a narrative. It's to show that Joe Biden, by him coming up and saying, listen, we had to leave, then everyone that knows what's going on in Afghanistan was outraged by his statement. It wasn't 5% of Americans, contrary to what MSNBC, it was a larger portion. But there's still a huge portion of America that's not going to be on Twitter, that's not going to be on social media, that's not going to be watching this show, that isn't going to know what happened in Afghanistan over the past couple of days. They're not going to know. The only thing they're going to see is Joe Biden got up on a stage and said, hey, listen, we had to make a decision. We pulled out. So far, it's peaceful. You got this guy saying, you know, transition to government should be peaceful. You got everyone else, all the generals saying, you know, we don't know what happened over there. We don't know. But so far, it's been peaceful. You got media saying peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. And you know what they did? They did that with the riots all last year. Remember the idiot senator from Blumenthal, I think it was, right? From Oregon. The riots in Portland, he described them as overwhelmingly peaceful over and over. And I made a video that went viral over it because he kept saying overwhelmingly peaceful. And I just kept showing riots. And he would say it again in his Senate speech. And I just kept showing the riots of them throwing Molotov cocktails at police. But that's why how many people that are watching this right now have talked to someone about the riots last year. And they're like, I didn't know it was really going on. Right. I talked to people in Portland that knew that it was happening, but were like, oh, it's only confined to a small area, you know, so like it's almost a justification for it. What about the good people that live there? What about the town? What about the people that die as a result of these things? But the media has portrayed it in such a way that that regular people that don't pay attention to it, they have no idea what's going on. They don't know that Portland rioted, you know, for 150 days last week. They don't know that someone got stabbed at an anti-mask rally by domestic terrorists on Saturday in America. They don't know that. Mainstream media doesn't show it. Did you guys know that? On Saturday, there was a mask rally in Los Angeles, California. Antifa and the Americans. I don't even want to call them patriots. I'll call them Americans. People standing up for their freedom got into a fight. Antifa pulled out an Antifa dude or chick or whatever pronoun it is. A tall, lanky, screwy looking dude. Stabbed a guy right in his right up here in his chest. Probably punctured a lung. And he showed blood and everything on the video videos. So CNN doesn't talk about it. Maybe Fox News did for a second, for a quick blip. But that's it. I mean, they don't, because it's not the news. It's not the story they want to hear. They don't want to hear that people are oppressing people so much with these views. That's why I went to Charlotte. And it ticks me off because not everybody knows me. So everyone's like, are you going to air all that footage you took? And I'm like, I was live. You know, shout out to the lady that was wearing the black tank top that said that. She's like, are you even going to air that? I'm like, I was live the whole time. Really, what I wanted to say is you asshole. Like, I wanted to yell at you. If you're watching, I wanted to yell at you because I walked and I marched with you guys the entire time. And then for the audacity, plus I'm wearing a shirt that says CNN sucks. And clearly you could tell I'm not like a traditional journalist. And I'm out there covering the event, talking about the event. And I was live the entire time and someone's like, are you even going to show that? And I was like, are you even going to walk away from me right now? You see how sweaty I am? Of course I'm going to show it. And I did. But I think it's important, guys. You know, what's going on? Everyone needs to stand up and stand up for yourselves and stand up for what you believe in. You really do. What is that? Oh, it's just showing the piece of paper there. Sorry, it was a weird reflection. But everybody does. And that's why I went to Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend, is because I wanted to show people what actually happened and what these mask mandate rallies are about. Because it's not about being anti-vaccine or anything, contrary to what mainstream media tries to portray. That's not what it's about at all. It's about people that truly just want the freedom to make the determination of what they want. A lot of the people that were marching were vaccinated. I talked to two people yesterday that were vaccinated, and they were out there supporting everybody else because they were able to make their own mind, their own decision. There shouldn't be national mandates. You shouldn't have to prove that you're vaccinated to go in a restaurant, because it doesn't change anything. It doesn't make you less susceptible of spreading COVID. It doesn't do anything. And to be honest, if you look at the science of the vaccines, it appears to be okay. Like, it seems like it's doing what it's supposed to do, you know, based on science, knock on wood, you know, whatever. Throw salt over your shoulder, whatever the saying is, or the motion. But the fact is that's not what these rallies are about. That's not what it was about in Los Angeles on Saturday. It's not what it was about in Charlotte. It's not what it was about today in New York. That's not what they're about. It's about allowing people to make their own mind up. And for some reason right now in America, that's gone. You can't do that anymore. You don't have the right. And even some of my viewers believe that it's selfish and that you should get vaccinated for the safety of others. And I guess I understand that concept, unless you've already had COVID and then you have antibodies and blah, blah, blah. And we're not going to get into the science of it. We've already done that several times. But people have to get back to basics and remember, we are Americans. We have the right to make a choice. That's literally what riots were about all last year, is about, you know, being recognized as equal. Right? So now, but now it's morphed. It was white supremacists where, you know, and now it's just the unvaccinated. Unvaccinated or unequal. And here's the thing, that white males are not the top population. White people, Caucasians, are not the top population that's not vaccinated. But you don't know that, again, unless you watch regular news. If you watch mainstream media and you watch CNN and MSNBC, you're probably thinking it's a bunch of Trump supporters from the South that are just not willing to get vaccinated because they don't trust what's in it. It doesn't matter anything else. Even if every single thing that you said is, or that you thought, because that's what mainstream media tells you, is false. And truly it is. In fact, you could talk to people that don't want to take the vaccine, and they could give you a story, and you'll probably be very surprised at how much they actually know about these vaccines. Because a lot of people just think, oh, it's just some guy that heard someone say don't take it, and then they're just not taking. Nah, that's usually not how it is. Pretty much anyone I've talked to that doesn't want to take a vaccine is pretty knowledgeable on why they don't want to take that vaccine. If you just don't want to take the vaccine, or, and here's the thing, they're like, Donald Trump needs to come out and publicly say to take the vaccine. Donald Trump created the damn vaccine. He took the vaccine, and at his rallies, he tells everybody he wants them to get vaccinated, but he agrees it's their choice. For some reason in America, we forget what's our choice. And maybe it's because of what happened with the election, because we thought we had a choice, and then that kind of went out the window. So I don't know, man. The only thing I can say right now is that we all need to wake up. Everybody. If you think you're woke or you think you're awake right now, you're not. Nobody is. I'm not even. Every single day something new happens and I'm like, holy shit. But I think we're getting closer to that point that I was talking about yesterday when I was driving. Where those people, those guys that are sitting back, they don't pay attention to the current events or anything like that. It's a big fraction of America where they know what's going on, but they don't care. They don't let it bother them. Like, they don't think about news like I do all day, every day. But they're sitting back just waiting. That group of people, they're going to start waking up pretty soon. Because here's the thing. I've been to Trump rallies. I've been to protests. I've been to, different events. The group that the people that are out marching now, They're not the stereotypical like white Trump supporter. They're not. They're just Americans. They are mothers, fathers, husbands, brothers, grandmothers, daughters, sons that are out there that are just like, hey, enough is enough. Like, guys, we kind of dealt with it for the past year and a half of all this bullshit back and forth. But you want to start telling me what I can and can't do? It's not going to fly. And we have to remember that, because there's a huge fraction of America that we don't necessarily want to wake up. And unfortunately, I think they're starting to wake up. I don't know if you could hear that, but that's my wife downstairs, because my basement's flooding literally right now, probably. And so she's squeegeeing all the water out of the basement because I can't do it because I'm doing a live. But I did it from 7 to 8, just literally. It was downpouring and I kept... We have two like French drains right outside our driveway, kind of curves like this. And those French drains just get clogged. It doesn't matter how many times we sweep out all the debris. I'm going to go buy a leaf blower tomorrow to try to, and my kid's going to do it every day. Because for some reason, it just clogs and then it clogs right in. And that's where I'm keeping all the shirt press and stuff once it finally comes this week. It'll be raised up and that room's air conditioned and everything, but it just sucks. But again, we got to do what we got to do. You know what I mean? Everyone has to wake up and pay attention to what's going on. Make educated choices. Stop being sheep. I almost made a shirt today that said that. Stop being sheep. Because I think a big fraction of America are just, we're just being sheep. We're just doing what we're told. And I'll be honest, that's going to bury us. As a country, as a people, as husbands, fathers, everything. If we don't start standing up for what we believe in, not what we think other people believe in, what we believe in, and start acting for us, we're gonna have a hard time, man. We're gonna have a hard time. And it's only getting worse. It's been 7 months, guys. 7 months. And maybe some of you guys aren't seeing it yet. Maybe you don't know what's in the infrastructure packages and the big spending bill that they're trying to push after that. Maybe you don't understand what's going on with all the voting changes and all the different things and the judges siding against this and that. Maybe you don't see the progression of what's going on. But I do. And we got to pay attention. Christy asked a question on YouTube. She said, is the Kabul airport functioning as of right now? Planes and et cetera. Yeah. From what I understand, it is back up and functioning. I don't know how much it's functioning, but I did see one report that said that planes are taking off at a feverish pace, but they're still in dire straits. And that was from an NBC reporter. Here's the one universal. This is a good thing that I'll talk about real quick, and then I'm going to end it. The thing that's really interesting about everything with Joe Biden right now is every single media outlet, just like the commentator from MSNBC, every single media outlet, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, Sky News, they're going hard. All the foreign outlets are going pretty hard on Biden. But they're all being super critical of Joe Biden right now, and everything he says, everything he does. How long is it going to last? I have no idea. I have no idea. But hopefully it lasts a long time. In the description right now, you will see someone said black mold. Ha ha. Just joking. No, it's not going to mold down there because we have heat and air. It's a fully air conditioned room, but it's a garage. So it floods. And the thing that pisses me off about it, and I'll be honest, and I know my landlord doesn't watch this because we rent this house. Thing that pisses me off about it is it flooded when we moved, or one of the times when I came in to view it before we actually moved in, but after I already signed the lease, and it flooded. And I said, hey, what the fuck? Like, you know, that's where I was going to keep my office was down there because it's a very cool room and I knew it would be good for all the computer equipment. And she's like, oh, it doesn't flood that much. It's never flooded. We've worked on it for over a year. That's the first time it flooded. I don't know why it flooded. That time it flooded all the whole downstairs, basement, the bathrooms, the laundry room, all the way up to the stairs, the staircase in the hallway. And she said, she's like, oh, no, I never did it. And since we've been in this house, which when we moved, guys, June, I think we moved June up here. Since we've been here, it's flooded no less than 25 times. Very, very annoying to me. Now, there's no mold or anything like that. The room dries out super quick, you know, and there's no wood in there. It's just concrete. It's a garage, but it's just annoying. And the problem is you can't put a sub pump in it because it would have to be inside the French drains because when the water does come in, if it gets to a certain level, it does drain. I thought about like taking a concrete saw and just drilling a hole from one side all the way down because there is a drain, but the floor is higher than that drain. Or the floor is lower than that drain, so it doesn't get in there. But I thought about just cutting a line so the water will go that way, but it's not my house, so I can't do that. Anyway, guys, if you want to buy a mystery box, do so. September mystery boxes are on pre-order right now. They'll be open for the next 15 days. Then I shut it down. I print all the shirts. We're giving away a 55-inch flat-screen Roku TV. One person will get like a business card. It's going to say, congratulations, you won a TV. Send an email with the number that's on the back so I can actually verify that you are the one that got that card. And then I'll send you the TV. One box will have a $100 gift card. So it's essentially like you got all the cool sweatshirts and shirts and all that shit for all cool. Three boxes will have $50 gift cards. Now, because everyone is going to have a hoodie because it's going to get cold, there's not going to be coffee cups. I got an email from someone earlier asked if we're going to have coffee cups in there. I'm not going to do the coffee cups because the sweatshirts all cost a lot more if you pay attention to apparel now. Sweatshirts are, you know, it's in season, I guess. So the actual cost for sweatshirts is way more than I thought. But yeah, so we're going to do that. You'll see the link in the chat right now for the mystery box. Again, it's a pre-order. All the other mystery boxes for August, well, you know, we're delayed one day. They're all packed today. The only reason you guys didn't get shipping notices yet is because I have the six boxes that are getting gift cards this week. All those boxes are still open. And I knew if I printed all the shipping labels for all the other people besides those six boxes, that those six people would realize that they get the gift cards. So I waited to print the labels until tomorrow because then they'll all be printed on the same day. It makes more sense to me because then you'll be more surprised. Oh, and if I send, and I may write down your names this time because I want you to actually send me an email when you get the gift card and just be like, hey, thank you or something, because no one ever does that. And no one ever tells me they get the gift cards. And there's a $500 gift card in this month's batch, the batch that's going out tomorrow. There's a $500 gift card in there. So, you know, let me know. But yeah, if you want to do that, you could do that. Also, it looks like a Facebook actually approved I actually paid for an ad to do the F that mandate one. That link is in the chat too. Facebook actually just approved that ad. So that's pretty cool. So hopefully a lot of people buy those shirts. Anyway, some people, it looks like they're having problems on PTNN, and I'm not quite sure why they can't do it. I'll figure out why. They're not logged in. Okay, so you say you log in, but then you can't log in. You got to follow the instructions in the email. For anyone that doesn't know, we have our own streaming platform. A lot of people are having a hard time with it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out a better way, but right now, this is the only way I can integrate the two systems that we use. Anyway, thank you for watching. Freedom Flashpoint is going to be live in a little bit on PTNN. I'm not sure what time he's going on, but he'll be live. Cisco Kid on Twitch said they saw enough. Thank you. Someone said, I need your fuck your vaccine shirt. See, I made that too. I just didn't put it up yet because I knew you can't have anything like that. I may just make that one and just put it somewhere on the website, not on that, and just host it on my own website, because with Shopify, who I have my store, I can't put that. It can't be anything with vaccine. They won't let me. And it can't go on Facebook or anything like that. So if people want the F your vaccine, I actually made that shirt. And I'll put like a order form or something separately if people want to wear that one. But anyway, I'll see you later. Thank you everyone for watching. Freedom Flashpoint will be live. I'll probably do something if anything happens with Afghanistan tomorrow during the day. I'll probably go live and cover that. But anyway, see you tomorrow.